Yes.
Okay, this is a commutation phase one hearing for Scott Morris, ABC number 309254. The offense involved in this is a narcotic drug violation, and very brief summary of the crime is that he found himself addicted to pain meds, and that's what resulted in this crime, or his explanation. He was also found to have possession of meth and ecstasy at the time he was arrested. Mr. Morris was sentenced to count five was narcotic drugs, and for that he received a five-year sentence and a fine. Count seven was aggravated taking the ID of another, and for that he received 1 year. And count 35 was possession of dangerous drugs, and for that count he received a fine. Mr. Morris has a temporary release date of February 8th, 2020, and that would be in front of a sentence ending date of April 25th, 2020. He's requesting a 1.5 year reduction in his sentence that would give him a revised sentence end date of October 26, 2018, so in a couple of months here. The reasons he gave for requesting commutation, to me the most compelling one was that he has no prior convictions. As far as the criminal history, he does have a criminal history. 2009, he had an extreme DUI. In 2012, a DUI, liquor, drugs, waivers combo. In 2018, a forgery, taking ID of another. 2013, I don't know how that got out of order, sorry. A narcotic drug violation, and in 2016, a narcotic drugs and another taking ID of another. He has done some programming related to his crime. He's taken Thinking Straight, which is a drug-related course, also substance abuse classes, and he takes AA and NA, so he's involved in the 12-step program as well. As far as whether his sentence was clearly excessive, on count five, the one he received 5 years, that crime carries a presumptive sentence of 3.5 years and a minimum sentence of 2.5 and a maximum of 7. He received 5, which was slightly over the presumptive, but I look at the prior, the extreme DUI and the other convictions that were relating to drugs, and I do not see that as excessive at the time. For the count seven, he only received 1 year for that, which is minimal, and it was running concurrent with the other. So, and for the count 35, he just received a fine, so no prison at all. Based on all of the factors in this application, in this case, and given his history, I do not see this sentence as excessive. However, I would listen to any. Did anyone pick up any thing out of the file that I missed? Mr. Johnson?
I also want to just acknowledge that counts 1, 2, 4, 6, and 8, and 34 was also dismissed,
right, as part of this. So there were 45 counts in total. Right. So I understand that's why it was sentenced the way it was. So given all the factors in this case, then I'm going to make a motion, and that is to not pass the application of Mr. Scott Morris to phase two.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, so that was motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Kajonis, and our motion was to not pass the application of Mr. Scott Morris, ABC number 309254, to phase two. And that concludes his hearing.